You're listening to SBS News.
At 11:40pm on the still cold night of April the 14th, 1912, 645 kilometres off the coast of Newfoundland, the luxurious RMS Titanic hit an iceberg, fatally ripping a hole in the brand new ship's hull. The liner sent out distress signals using the relatively new Marconi wireless radio system.
There's a distress call just come through.
Who from?
The Titanic. They've struck a berg. They want us to come at once. They're sinking.
The Titanic? Don't be a fool.
It's true! I'm going to the captain.
That's how the 1958 movie A Night to Remember reconstructed the message from the Titanic being received aboard the Carpathia, another passenger vessel nearby, and the first to respond to the distress call. The radio messages were picked up by other vessels and by receiving stations on shore. The ship sank in less than 3 hours, with a loss of all but 700 of the 2,208 passengers and crew. An international team led by oceanographer Robert Ballard located the wreckage in 1985 on the North Atlantic seabed. A salvage firm, also called RMS Titanic, has recovered more than 5,000 artifacts from the wreck site. The company's president, Breton Hunchak, says the original transmitter, still aboard the sunken wreck, is in danger of being lost forever because of where it is.
The roof has degraded significantly, and the wreck is essentially collapsing in upon itself. So we're at a point where the Marconi is really in a detrimental area where we believe in a short period of time it will fall in upon itself, leaving the Marconi sort of to be lost to the seafloor. It's not an exact science, but given the time series analysis and the most recent expedition in 2019, we found that it really is sort of at that point.
Lawyers for the company called witnesses before a federal judge last month to explain why it should be allowed to cut into the deteriorating ship and recover its Marconi wireless telegraph machine before it's irretrievably lost. The company oversees a collection of thousands of items recovered from the site over the years as the court-recognized steward of the artifacts. Hunchak says the radio equipment was the voice of the Titanic, sending out its last message which saved those 700 lives.
I believe that bringing a tangible part of Titanic to the masses, as opposed to just the few people that get to go see it, really makes that story real for them. I also think it's an interesting story in that it's the reason there are survivors and that they went on to do great things. It's the reason that their families are here, and it's also the reason why some people are so passionate about the story. So it's a human interest piece. It's an incredible piece of technology, especially for its day. And it's the reason that I think the legacy of Titanic still exists in the strength that it does.
The device is located in a room on the ship's deck. A gymnasium on the other side of the grand staircase has already collapsed. The roof above the telegraph machine has begun to perforate. Hunchak says over 30 million people have already visited exhibits of artifacts that they've recovered from the wreck site. Alexandra Klingelhofer, the company's executive director for collections, says the recovered artifacts help tell the stories of those who perished in the disaster.
My goal has always been to try and put a character or something together for every person whose name is on the memorial list, because that just seems to make it more than a name. It's not just a name, it was someone. And so we want to try and tell that story as much as possible.
The company is already facing resistance from the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which represents the public's interest in the wreck site. It says the proposed retrieval runs contrary to prior court orders that prohibit the firm from cutting holes or taking items from the wreck itself. And across the Atlantic in Belfast, where the Titanic was built, there's also opposition. Local MP Gavin Robinson.
I don't think it adds anything to the understanding of the wreckage, the history of Titanic, the huge feat that it was in constructing the vessel here in Belfast, or the huge tragedy associated with the ship's loss. We will learn nothing new. There are other Marconi radios just exactly the same that are present in other museums available throughout the world. You can learn and understand without the need to go in and wreck and destroy.
The US judge who has to make a decision on the matter says she'll schedule another hearing in the future. Alan Lee, SBS News.